Welcome to the Moral Marriage Podcast. What a great episode today. How we know you will fail, and why is this great? Because you're all here trying to succeed. We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage. So thank you. Love the support. Love the shares. And thank you for the reviews, guys. If you haven't reviewed the podcast, please do that for us. Helps us get the message out and help more people. And we can't disrupt divorce, our 30-year goal, without that kind of support. So thank you. Now, the moment of truth. Why do we know people are going to fail? I know that we both have a few things that we look for, but do you want me to go first, or do you want to go? I got one big one.
You go. You do your big one.
Okay. So
can I have your big one?
You got that right. Gotta go. Oh boy. Oh yeah.
I get them off track when I say things like that. Sorry, you guys. Right. This is what happens when you have a really amazing marriage.
You can have this too if you don't fail. So I know you're going to fail based off expectations. Based off expectations. Now hold up. Stay with me, because this is super, super valuable. If we get on a call with you and the demand that you have, the way that you speak, this could be about your partner. This could be the way that you ask questions about the program. This could be with how much money you've wasted on other programs. I mean, there's lots and lots of reasons that I don't want to go too far into right now, but I want you to recognize the only expectation that you should have is of and on yourself. I talked about this recently. I tell people this all the time. Your partner can't be your why and your why not. If you are so grateful that you want to level up because you are in a rock bottom, whatever that rock bottom looks like for you, that's usually the catalyst. That's when you want to read, take a course, hire us, whatever it is. Sure, maybe you've been there for a while and you did waste a bunch of money on a bunch of other programs. That isn't actually my responsibility. That potentially is one of the bazillion programs where they didn't save a marriage. They just started over and they teach you what they learned. Well, we saved our marriage. Maybe you didn't ask the right questions. That's a perfect example of that attitude that you're presenting is not the right kind of attitude that's going to say, how could I do better? If I want to lead, I need to do better. And if you're listening, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, if you're listening, you want better, which makes you the leader right now, unless you're some of the wonderful couples that are listening together, but then you still both own this lesson, okay? And the moment you're in my program, I can tweak the mindset. I can get you through the step-by-step. I can get you understanding where you're showing expectation versus reality, okay? I can get you to constantly look at you, and I'll start right on the very first phone call. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you mind if I mentor you right now? I know you haven't decided to work with me or not. Yeah, please. Do you speak that way to your wife? Yes. Do you realize how defensive you sound? Or do you realize how attacking you sound? Oh, so I can potentially save you right there, okay? But on the flip side, what you need to understand is if that expectation of what your partner is to you had all this gratitude, thank you so much, I'm at rock bottom. I tell almost every man to get off my phone call with them when they're joining the program to thank their wife right away. Baby, thank you. I found blah, blah, blah. You're not going too far into this, but simply, I want to say thank you. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't want to do better, to take responsibility for the mistakes that I've made. I wanted to say thank you. And then I try to show you a little bit of the stuff that I'll teach in the program, which is, this is a little glimpse for you, little player or magnet, I would call this, in the Man of Play module at the end. But then you just sort of smile at her. And because this should be, by the way, a video note. He's not with his wife. He's just on the phone with me, right?
Are we talking about someone or just in general?
Yeah. So if I'm on a call with a dude and I'm like, okay, you're going to do the program. Awesome. You're a good fit. Okay. Let's bring you in. I want you to give your wife this message. Say, thank you. Thank you. Without you, I wouldn't have wanted to take responsibility for me. You should be starting a program like that. Meaning you have no expectation of your wife. Say if you're going to couples therapy, right? You're telling your wife that she needs to be responsible for her shit. which means you're telling her that you're not being responsible for yours. No matter how productive you think you sound, you're automatically attacking your partner by saying we should do couples therapy. You need to be taking this on you. And then I follow it with one quick thing and then send a little smile and be like,
A video note.
Yeah. And then send a little smile and say, did I apologize yet? And then she'll say no. And you say, I will. And that's it. Leave it alone, because you can't go too far into this. I want her thinking about the reflection that you're making and doing everything. But if I can't grab you and get you to think differently with the mindset, you're not going to think differently. You're going to still put it on her, just like the therapy example I gave. It's still always going to be her. She becomes your why not when it's not working as fast for you, because your expectations are actually out of control.
Awesome, honey.
You go.
Yeah. Okay. I have three main things that I look for when I'm bringing someone into my program. And when I bring someone into my program, I'm looking for I need to have a reasonable amount of confidence and certainty that I'm going to be able to help you, that you're a good fit for my program. And I know that you're going to fail based on three things. The first thing is the level of blame that you have. Now, when you come into my program, I expect that you're going to say, my husband this, my husband that, but I'm going to stop you. And when I stop you, if you don't want to be stopped and you don't want to hear that maybe you played a part in it, you are not going to succeed. You are going to move forward with contempt, and you're never going to look at who you are in order to grow to be able to influence your husband. Your husband probably is to blame, but you're not innocent. And so if you can't have me stop you, and because in my program, I am going to, and my coaches are going to intercept you at a lot of different times when you're speaking, not because we want to interrupt you, but because we want to stop your thought pattern. We want to shift your mindset. And if we can't get in there and shift your mindset, you're not going to save your marriage, because you're going to continue in negative sentiment override. That means exactly what it sounds like. You keep thinking with a negative sentiment. Looking at your husband, not through rose-colored glasses. You're looking at him and you're seeing all of the bad things. And so that's the first thing. You need to be able to stop placing blame, take accountability, be open to coaching, be open to telling you why you're wrong. I will acknowledge that your husband is very wrong, but you're at least 10% of that. And if you can't fix the 10%, and if you can't say, well, my husband is this, my husband is that, I cannot help you. You will fail. I won't take you into my program. The second thing is characterological domestic violence. There are two types of domestic violence. One of them you are a part of, one of them you are not. Situational domestic violence means that you are also an antagonist. You are doing things or saying things that push your husband's buttons. Does it justify that he hit you, pushed you, spit on you,
trashed your house, yelled, shut down, went and drank? Nothing.
Well, that's emotional. And
I call it all violence.
So. Sure, it is. It is violence. But you have a part in it. If it's situational and you played a part, I can help you. If it's characterological and your husband yells at you, hits you, all the things that he said, because it's a day that ends in Y, I can't help you. Your husband needs help. Every day ends in Y. So your husband needs help. I cannot help you unless your husband is willing to work with my husband. He works with anybody, because it's a man's responsibility to be better. It's your responsibility to be better too. But if me making you better puts you in harm's way, I can't put you in that situation, which means now probably no one ethically is going to be able to help you unless you're separated. Success is really slim. In my program, there's not a chance for success, because I won't let you in, because it puts you in harm's way. The third thing is chronic cheating. When a husband, so I'm talking to the wives right now, when your husband cheats, there's a list of 24 things. It's called the Cascade Towards Betrayal. It's done by John and Julie Gottman. It's based on science. It's evidence-based. If your husband does not fit into the Cascade to Betrayal and he is a chronic cheater, you've done the work, you've grown. There's disconnection, but you can't fit the mold of the Cascade to Betrayal, and your husband is having emotional affairs, having physical affairs, he's getting hookers, he's doing whatever. I don't even want to think about other things, but he's doing all of those things, and you are trying to grow. That's called chronological physical affairs, I guess. I don't even know if that's a thing, but chronological means that it's not situational. It's something that's built into their character. It's chronological.
I was wondering where you're going.
Characterological is what I meant, not chronological. Okay. The 24 items are chronological. The behavior is characterological. So when it's a characterological behavior, you don't really have a chance of succeeding unless your husband is willing to address his characterological deficits.
Now, by the way, I've worked with men who've done all those things. So the criteria for that, of course, is do you want more? And the only catch there is most of the time you just don't know about the hookers or the real true abuse until into the program, when they've been able to release a little bit of shame. And that's a lot of the shifts in the mindset that we have to. Anyways, so if you are a man who wants help in, and you're the worst, I always tell everybody there's nothing you could tell me because I was about as capable of everything bad possible. Okay. So as long as you want help, then that means that you can succeed. It doesn't mean it's going to be an easy journey, especially the worst you've been. Okay. But everybody thinks their shit's the worst. I'll just put that out there right now. In your pain, it is the worst. Based on your trauma and your history, it is the worst for you. So I just kind of relax on that right now. The last thing I would suggest is this. If you can watch your expectations, if you can want help and take responsibility for yourself, if it is not characterological abuse, if it is not characterological affairs, and you're the person who wants to move forward, then you must trust. We don't do anything. No, I shouldn't say anything. Of course, we do lots that other people do, but a lot goes into it. We created so many of our own systems that we're going to ask you to do weird shit, or it's going to at least seem weird to you.
It's not actually that weird. It's just that you've never done it before, and yeah, you just need to trust us when we say that this is the next step.
Yeah, I'll give you a really good example. Like, a lot of times wives are saying, I don't believe you. This isn't real. It's not going to last. Why didn't you do this 10 years ago? And so she wants space. And she says that you're crossing the line. I want space, respect my boundaries, whatever. And I say, no, I'm going to show you how to create opportunities to show up as the new man. And you need to get in her face without invading her space. I mean it. Get in her face without invading her space. Meaning we're not crossing the line. She might still think that. That's the important. That's important because you want to move the marriage forward. She's creating a structure for divorce if she wants space. She wants separation. I just talked to a guy this week. His therapist was like, this month, was actually just joined the program. His therapist was like, yeah, you should just go ahead and start dating other people, but stay together. A month prior,
oh my goodness,
that was the new solution, because a month prior, suggesting to use porn instead to curb
the therapist
sexual appetite. I know this isn't all therapists, guys, but like, now therapists are trying crazy shit instead of just following a fucking system.
The kind of crazy stuff that we're asking you to do. We are not going to ask you to do those things.
That's dumb.
That's not what we do. I'll give you an example on the women's side. When your husband is losing it on you and you guys get in a big fight, I've had multiple people call me on a crisis call and I say, you need to go back in and thank him. Mm-hmm. What do you need to thank for? Well, that depends on the situation, but you're going to go back in with gratitude and you're going to go back in with an apology. Well, my husband just lost it on me. Okay, but let's dissect it. And you're going to go back in with gratitude and a repair. And you know what? It works. Every time I've gotten a client to do this, it works 100% of the time. You have to go in with the right words, but it works 100% of the time. So different example than what he gave, but nothing even close to what therapists are telling you.
So last thing that I'm going to say is this. Most of what we talked about today, you could find anywhere and go for it. It doesn't have to be with us. Whomever you decide to go with to work, whether you're reading a book and trusting the author, trying out the system, or whether you go all in on a program like ours or our program, you must trust. Now, make sure you ask the right questions then, because that part's not on us. That's going to go back to the expectations I talked about in the beginning. Okay. All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.